Hi everyone, this is Lucy
Hang on here. Sorry.
That's okay. It's Lucy from Confessions of a Montreal Styling Diva. And today I have the great pleasure to have Sheila here from Ephemera Vlog. And she's a fashionista that I adore. I love her style. I love everything about her. And I couldn't wait to get her on here. So she's my very first interview. And so it's really special. So we're going to take it and see how it goes. And I hope you guys love this. And I'm sure you will, because she's fantastic. And after the recording, I will also have it on the blog so that you can also read her answers to this interview as well. So we're going to start. How are you, Sheila?
Hey, Lucy, I'm great. Thank you.
So nice to
have
you.
Happy to be joining you today.
I'm so thrilled. I'm thrilled to have you. So I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your love of fashion, because you're such a fashionista. And tell us where it all started from and what you're up to these days.
I grew up with a few very fashionable people in my life. First of all, my mom, who is an artist, she taught me the love of color. And when I was in high school, she said something that changed my life, which was never wear the same thing twice. And always keep people guessing. She didn't want me to fall into a rut, like, you know, a solid goth girl or a solid preppy girl. She's like, try different things, figure out what works for you. And that's always been in the back of my head my whole life. Another big influence was my grandmother, and she's the one that I get all my copper jewelry from and started me off on that. But she did not look like a grandmother. You know, you think grandmother with pearls and pink cashmere sweaters. My grandma wore like loud paisley gowns, and she had bright red hair, and she wore big bold jewelry. And I just love that. I loved visiting her to see what she was going to wear. Also, when I was a teenager, I met my great aunt Anne, and I was about 14 years old, and my aunt Anne was in her 60s. And I walked into, it was our family reunion, I walked into the room and she was there, and she said to me, "Darling, I'm your Aunt Anne." And oh, wow. I was just blown away. Now, picture this a woman in her 60s. Pulled back black hair in a bun, bright pink lipstick, mini skirt,
oh my,
tight top, pink nails, big sandals. And I was like, I want to be that when I grow up.
Oh, so, for sure.
I think that I've lived up to all of these influences in my life. I mean, I put myself out there. I have never duplicated an outfit exactly. There's always something different. I wear bright colors and bold jewelry. I wear my grandmother's jewelry, which is really special to me, as well as jewelry from other people that I love in my life. And my nieces would certainly agree that I am very much an Aunt Anne to them.
Oh my goodness. It must be a thrill for them to see you, because they're going to be looking up to you now, you know?
I tell them they have to suck up to me to see who gets my jewelry when I die.
Oh my goodness. I would love to be part of that myself, actually. But seriously, when we look at your blog, you know, and we see you, it's always different. It's always refreshing. And the colors are so, I don't know, it's like almost like, well, you certainly have the knack for it and the talent for it. And it's nice to see that you've gotten all this inspiration also from your past and how you grew up. But I mean, some of this stuff is just, I mean, you find the best pieces, I find.
That's how I shop for fashion, actually. I look for the best pieces. That's exactly it. You hit it.
Oh my goodness. I'm just curious now as to how you go about, like, do you go looking for a color? Or does it have to stand out at you? Like, what do you do when you're shopping?
As you may or may not know about me, I shop secondhand first, and I have done that for almost my entire adult life. I shop in thrift stores, I shop in consignment stores, and not just for clothes, but for household items. I shop for my husband while I'm out shopping. I buy things for other people, but I try not to do that. But when I'm shopping, I look for the best things. So I look for bold, bright, saturated colors. I look for good quality fabrics. I can run my hand along a rack and pull out all the cashmere and silk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I look for, I have educated myself about clothing, about how it's made. I don't sew myself. I like to buy things other people have sewn. but I've learned by turning clothes inside out how clothing is constructed and what to look for. So I am always looking for really interesting individual pieces that are really high quality. And I have some amazing stuff that I've found.
Well, it shows. It really shows. Because, I mean, everything's outstanding. I'm just enthralled. I told you about your style. Love it.
People do love to go in my closet. That's it right behind me there.
Oh, my goodness. That's so fun. That's so fun. Okay. You look so nice and eclectic back there. It's like so fun. You just want to go in there and pick something out there. It's great.
Yeah. It's fun to go in there with a glass of wine.
I'm sure. Oh, wow. Well, you know, as we talk about fashion and everything, and now my blog, I'm also bringing up the fact of, well, you know, the topic of ageism, you know, because I see that things affect us and women in our age group, you know, and so I wanted to talk a bit about this. I want to know if you've been affected by this in your life, like work, lifestyle, your collaborations, and, you know, if you want to share something on that.
I actually don't see a lot of ageism directed at me. I work in the IT field where I work with people from 65 to 21 years old, straight out of school. And I do get more reactions of the, I can't believe how old you are. when I tell people how old I am, because I'm very upfront about it, I'll be 54 in a couple months. And people are often surprised that I'm that old because of the way that I dress. They think that I'm younger because of how I dress. I get a little bit of side eye from people sometimes when I'm out in the wild, but usually that's like one of my over the top outfits.
Well, they're curious. Curious, you know, I want to know more about you. So your birthday is coming up in a couple of months, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so when's that?
October. I have the same birthday as John Lennon, and we'll be having a birthday party this year. So I can't wait.
I know.
Party, I changed outfits 3 times.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no, I am not kidding.
Oh, you'll have to tell us a little bit about that. Really?
I'll send you the link to the post where I did that.
Okay, yeah. That's great. And send that to me. I'm so interested. So for you, it hasn't been, maybe it's more in the, you know, in the field of fashion and that industry, I guess with IT, it doesn't really matter. Is that why it's not?
I'm the office manager, the office mom for my company in Victoria. And so everyone is on an equal basis with me, I engage with people through clothes. So when I get reactions like, oh, I could never wear that. I mean, that's not an insult. That's not an insult.
No.
That's fear. That's people coming from a place of fear where they can't imagine putting on something yellow. Oh my God, people would look at them and stare or say something. Okay. So I try to get to the heart of that and to get to what is that fear. It's like, why couldn't you wear this? Do you think you might explode if you put yellow on? Of course you can wear this. And that ties into some of my strong beliefs about fashion and how transformative it can be for people. Okay. And, you know, I told you about my shopping, but I take people that I work with shopping.
Oh,
people who are interested, and I teach them how to shop, and I teach them how to find things, and I push them to express themselves a little bit better through wear.
Okay, so then it's not a concern for you, you know, that thing that they tell us to dress for your age. How do you feel about that?
Use my language, but fuck that.
There you go. Seriously.
No, yeah, I mean, dressing for my age, like that doesn't have any meaning. That doesn't have any meaning. No. Dressing for my age. I cover my naughty bits in public, but I don't believe in this stereotype of like the middle-aged people, and I don't see myself represented in the media at all. Okay. A good friend of mine, Melanie from A Bag and Beret, does a lot of modeling, and she's had contracts with some big companies, including Nordstrom, for a Christmas campaign. And I was so excited to see her in the commercial. And they had taken her outrageous style. I mean, she's me turned up to even higher.
She's fabulous as well.
And they had completely toned her down, put her in a turtleneck and made her into a sweet, sort of slightly funky grandma, but she looked like a grandma. And I mean, great for her for getting herself out there. And I'm so glad she got the work, but I felt really disappointed that they didn't let her be who she was or represent this aspect of being middle-aged, which is, you know, I really care less about what other people think as I've gotten older. So I'll wear whatever the hell I want.
And that's, it's more genuine
for my age.
And I find it's also more genuine, you know, like, I mean, to let yourself just be who you are, who you choose, you know? So do you think you have a certain style? Do you have a style to call your own or?
Oh, well, you nailed it earlier by saying eclectic. I'm all over the place when it comes to style and I'm continually learning, you know, I finally realized about 2 years ago. So, you know, many decades of wearing clothing that dolman sleeves, not super flattering on me. And there I love them. I think that I love them. And I found beautiful clothes with big sleeves and So, Sheila, stop buying the damn thing.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of know.
But as far as my style and looks, I do have certain looks that I come back to that I like to do. So I have a rock and roll kind of side of me, and you know, I'll wear my Iron Maiden shirt and some acid wash with studs.
I can see that. I see it.
Yeah. I see it. I have a red leopard suit that is very rock and roll. I also like. Oh yeah, it's all on the blog, baby.
Oh, we got to see that one.
Okay. It's all there. I'll wear it again at some point. I like cowgirl. Cowgirl is a look that speaks to me. It feels very empowering to me to like pretend I'm a cowgirl. I like sort of a granny look. I like to like go full head to toe vintage sometimes, like you do. Uh-huh. And basically it's just whatever appeals to me, and I'll get inspiration from, you know, a trend that's in style. I love all the ruffle high neck kind of granny looking things that are in style right now, and I remember wearing those in the 80s, and so I'm like, I wonder what that would look like on me now. They don't have anything like that already, and you know, and then I'll go shopping, kind of look for that sort of thing and try it out, see if I like it. If I like it, it stays in the wardrobe, right? That's the whole thing, is not following the fashion but evolving your own style over time.
I love that. Yeah, I love the way you put that. That's so true. Evolving with the style. Absolutely. It's great. And if you were, because you said you're not well represented in the media, well, we aren't really, like you said, also with Bag and Beret. Yeah. I mean, that's really not who she is. But what about some advice for younger women on this path, you know, to get to where you've arrived so far?
Well, unfortunately, like fashion, there is no one size fits all. And I mean, I'm 54, so I'm a different person than someone who's in their 20s or even in their 30s or in their 40s or even in their 50s. But I would say that the biggest hurdle for a lot of people is fear of failure, fear that they're going to try something new and people will look at them and people will say something. And that's okay, because people are observant. They tend to notice when you're doing something different. But putting yourself out there and just saying, you know what, if Sheila can do it, I can do it. I'm going to wear a maxi skirt and a t-shirt and that'll be scary. And some people just can't get to that point. They just can't. They get stuck in a rut and they can't change. And just try. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Yoda from Empire Strikes Back. Do or do not. There is no try. Just do it. Just do it. Just try. Because the word try implies failure, right?
Yeah.
That failure is a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Just do it. And, you know, using clothing to create confidence from the outside in. So I have two mantras. One is clothing is armor.
Oh,
if you really don't want people to look at you, armor up, baby. Armor up. So if you want to, if you're going into work and you know you've got a tough meeting, or you're going to the bank to talk about renegotiating your mortgage, put on your big boss lady pants and a jacket and stride in there like you own the place.
All right.
Give yourself that confidence. Give yourself that. And there's lots of different ways of using clothing as armor. I mean, people naturally do it in professions, like a doctor would wear a white coat. You don't really see the doctor. You see the white coat, and that tells you that's a competent person. So if you want the public to perceive you as a confident person or an artsy person or a professional person, dress that way.
I love that.
Yeah.
True.
And color therapy. I love color therapy. So color therapy, if you wear just black, that will affect your mood. If you wear just beige, that will affect your mood. You will end up kind of feeling a little blah about yourself, right? If you want to feel powerful, a lot of people find red is a power color. Red is my power color. If I'm going to be the big boss in charge, I wear red. If I'm feeling a little under the weather, or, you know, I go through mental troughs and peaks and valleys like everyone, I'll wear yellow, and that will brighten me right up. And that also acts as clothing as armor, because people only see the yellow. They don't see the unhappy face, you know.
Mm.
And a final reminder for getting over that fear: 95% of people out there really don't care about you. They really don't. Most people are so up in their heads about their own lives, about their own stuff going on. They are not going to notice you walking down the street in a yellow dress or a maxi skirt or a bright green jacket or with purple hair, which I've had. 5% of the people will notice. They'll see you. They'll say, you look fabulous. But most people, they might register yellow walking by and they go back in their heads. So, you know, you feel like you're the center of attention when you dress in bright colors or wear something different, but that really is all in your head. Like, think about when you're a teenager, you know, and you're hanging out with your friends. Did you notice any of the people around you?
True.
No. You're completely in your little teenager world. That is what most people still do. They're in their own little worlds. So just put yourself out there and do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I love that. I love what you're saying. And I think that also, you know, when you're saying everybody's in their own little bubble, it's probably also this new generation that's coming up that is so much in the bubble of, you know, the internet and that kind of thing, that they think that it is all about themselves. So everyone is looking at them. Maybe that's also part of the problem, you know. Instead, it's like you're saying, everybody is just doing their own thing. They're not going to stop because of you, you know.
I love that.
So you've talked a little bit about, well, you know, at the beginning, who inspired you. And it was fascinating to hear. But do you have someone now that inspires you, like when you're looking out there today?
I get inspiration from everything, Lucy. You inspire me. Look at you. You're wearing your wonderful vintage and your great style. And I see a lot of myself in you. You're putting yourself out there. My fellow bloggers inspire me. The fashion blogging community is fantastic. I'm inspired by, I read a few fashion blogs because I want to know like what the designer collections are like. I like to know what celebrities are wearing, because that will eventually trickle down into like what people on the street are wearing. And I look at what people on the street are wearing. And sadly, Victoria is a sea of Lululemon. It is. There are people who do put themselves out there. And when I see those people, I always reward them by complimenting them. Always reward people who are dressed nice. Reward good behavior.
That's so good. That's so true. It's something that we don't automatically think about doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, finally, people are just expressing themselves. That's great.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to.
And of course, if you're ever unsure about, say, combining colors, look at nature. Nature is so inspiring. Think of pansies. I mean, I've been wearing pink and yellow together a lot lately, and I wear pink and purple together.
Oh, I love that.
And purple and yellow. Like, I love to combine bright colors.
Yes.
And you see that in nature. I wore red and pink the other day, and one of my commenters says, you know, when I was younger, we weren't allowed to wear red and pink together.
True.
And I thought,
that's true.
Have you never seen a bouquet of roses?
So true.
If it can happen in nature, it can happen on your bod.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I love it. It's so true. You know, we should be taking inspiration from that as well, especially, you know, I love it. Oh. And tell me, are you working on any projects these days? Anything new for you?
I am constantly educating myself about fashion. So when I buy something, I'll research it. So then I get to know about the company, I get to know about the designer, and I share that on my blog. I find it really interesting, the history of clothes, because it's the history of us, it's the history of people.
Yes.
I love to read about fashion. I have quite a few books that I picked up here and there, and vintage and antique jewelry. I enjoy series. There's a really awesome series called, what is it called on Netflix? So this is why I have my document up here so I can remember what I said. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Worn Stories. There it is.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Netflix has a series called Worn Stories, and I highly recommend this to anyone who's interested in clothing and its relationship with people. It's really eye-opening if you haven't thought about some of the ways people relate to clothing. I'm also taking a course through the Metropolitan Museum of Art called Fashion is Design, and it's free if you audit it, which is actually kind of cool.
Do you do this all online?
The Metropolitan Museum of Art, Mona. Yeah, it's an online course.
Wow.
So the chapter I did last night was about heroes and how we emulate our heroes through clothing. So Bruce Lee's tracksuit was one of the items where you want to be like Bruce Lee, so you emulate him through the tracksuit. And you see that trickling through fashion, through wrappers, or sports jerseys, where people wear the jerseys so they feel like they're part of the team, so they look up to their heroes. Yeah. And I was telling my husband about this last night, because he's interested in fashion too. He's a fashionable guy. And he said, when you dress like Wonder Woman, and I'm like, what a great point.
Oh, wow.
I like to armor up with my cuffs, deflecting bullets of energy. And I love Wonder Woman. She's one of my idols. So sometimes I'll wear red and blue, or I'll pose like Wonder Woman. And so using fashion to get that sense of power. So I love learning about it, and fashion history is my jam, and I love sharing.
That's wonderful. You know, I teach that, right?
So do you? That's fantastic.
Yeah, we can share a lot of stuff.
You should take this course. It's so good.
Yeah, that sounds really, really interesting. You know, do you have homework stuff, or you just
I'm auditing. So it's reading and it's videos, and there are links for further reading. You can't do the quiz without the signing up to pay for it. But,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's still fun. Like, I mean, you know, you just get to learn. I mean, that's what we love. So there's so much to learn, you know, from your blog, from all this inspiration that you give. And it's like, I feel like I talk to you about so many things. I wanted to know if you have any fashion confessions, since we call this, you know, Confessions of a Styling Diva here, or any tidbits or anything you might want to share with us for food for thought.
Well, not particularly. I'm pretty upfront with the clothes and everything.
Have you ever regretted wearing anything?
Oh, I have bad days. Yes. I have outfits that I end up not liking, and I just put it behind me and move on. And I do try not to communicate that negative thought about my outfit or the element when I blog about it, because I find it really educational for myself about my state of mind and how I think about fashion, to see what other people think and to see what kind of feedback I get.
Right.
I do find that when I do express, like, I really hated this outfit, that the people, I try to frame it in a funny way to deflect my disappointment in myself, and it's really interesting to see how people react to that too. So I'm always interested in the reactions, and if you have a bad outfit, just move on.
No, you're right. Anyway, I'm just gonna suggest to everyone who's listening to just go follow your blog and just go read up and get such inspiration. I just also love your poses too. Like, how do you pick those up? Like, I mean, I may as well ask you, like, do you have a favorite place to take your pictures, or do you take your pictures? I should have asked you that.
I take my own pictures. I use a timer on an actual camera because okay. I don't have a phone. I don't have a phone. Right. I'm phoneless. I'm the last of my friends not to have a phone.
I know, it's fabulous. When I heard that, I said, what? Wow.
When I started my blog, I tried to get my husband to take my pictures and he really didn't like it. And I'm very fussy. So then okay. I quickly learned how to use my timer. Okay. And I worked out 3 or 4 poses over the years that are all, if you look at my blog, my poses are almost always exactly the same.
Oh, I love and the sitting ones. I just love those.
Oh, my stair
ones.
Pose. My stair
oh,
pose.
Goodness, so like my, I live in a perfectly elongated there with the, you can see the clothing. It's like so magnificent, you know. No, I love it.
Well, that's why I do the same poses every time, because I want to show the clothing properly. For me, it's about the clothing. It's not me.
Yes.
It's the clothing. That's where my interest wow. lies. My stair pose is actually really hard to replicate. And part of that is that I'm looking at it as a two-dimensional image, right? Which is how people see it.
Right.
Versus the three-dimensionality. The three-dimensionality, when I'm out there posing, I'm kind of sprawled across the stairs and I'm putting all my weight on one arm and I've okay. angled my legs so that I form an exact corner-to-corner diagonal. Mm-hmm. And that perceives in a two-dimensional way as being a very long and stretched out, and it makes the clothes look good. And it's a very
fabulous
pose. But if you were to see me doing it, it looks so silly.
Does it look painful? No, but I mean, when we see that,
it's a really like, oh, strong look. Arm from supporting myself.
You look amazing. And those pictures, I mean,
thank
and
you.
We do look at the clothes. I mean, you as well, because you just shine through them. But I mean, you see the clothing and you like, I love those poses. That's why I said, I just have to ask.
Thank you so much.
I want the followers to just like come and see where you are and like, so where can they find you on your blog?
Yep, on my blog. And as I mentioned, I do not have a phone. I do not Facebook. I do not Instagram. I do not text. I do not do any of that. I just have a blog. I'm a very low internet media engaged person. Says the person with 40,000 pictures of themselves online.
That doesn't count.
So SheilaEphemera.blogspot.com. And as long as Blogger hosts it, then that's how you can find me. They've taken away their email following option. So I recommend to people to try to just bookmark me. I post 4 to 5 times a week and I post lots of pictures.
That's a lot too. So is that your daily wear that you're posting? Or are you
posting everything that I wear? Yes.
Wow.
Everything is, I have a small around the house wardrobe, you know, you get home, but even that is things that have cycled out of my regular wardrobe into house. So I hang around the house in dresses that were too short with like a nice pair of leggings. I hang out in cashmere that's gotten holes in it. And I wear jeans. I do okay. not own sweatpants.
Okay. I was going to say, there's no way I can picture you in sweatpants.
No.
Or
no,
just
I'm always dressed nice. And I mean, my husband, I do that partly out of respect for my husband too. You know,
wonderful.
Why should he not get to see all the nice outfits that I wear?
I love that. I could just picture that you're just not one of those. I think that if you were to wear loungewear, you'd be in some out of this world loungewear. I can't picture you in just, I'm lounging in sweats, you know, and a big sweatshirt. I can't picture that at
nope.
all.
Nope.
No.
All the world's a stage, and all the world's a stage, and the clothing is what we wear while we're there. And life is short. Wear the clothes.
Oh, I love it. Sheila, I love it. I want to thank you so much for being here. And I'm sure everybody's enthralled with you, for sure, for sure.
Aww.
Thank you so much. And we're going to have to do this again. Maybe we'll do a part two with something else, because you're
anytime,
so interesting to talk to.
It's been an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been a blast.
Thank you.